Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Monday morning mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we're just here to make your day just a little bit better. As you tune in this morning, welcome to Monday morning mindfulness. And the mindfulness live stress relief session will begin at 7:15. So thank you for joining us this morning. If you're celebrating your prenatal day, or natal day, I should say, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to you. And we are celebrating the month of March with birthdays from our very own, my girl, LaDonna Tittle, your Tittle in the middle, as well as Troy Tyler's mom, Mrs. DeShazo. And last but not least, listener Lionel Reese on the west side of Chicago. So happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to all of you, and just know that we're celebrating with you and the life that you're living. We give thanks for life. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. So Oh, let us keep in mind the sick and the shut-in who are always in need of prayer, and the essential workers and everyone on this planet right about now, because there is so many distractions going on, and that's exactly what they are, distractions. So today, we'll be talking about a couple of things. From 7:30 until 8, we'll be discussing what's on my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. You got to go see it. Blacks once ruled Russia. Did you know that? Tune in and find out a little bit about that. And also, at 8 o'clock, we'll be discussing women's mental health, because this is Women's History Month, and our health, the whole world is in jeopardy right about now, consciously. And we will be joined by veteran clinician Khalid Scott, who will be giving us tips and techniques of the trade to help us maintain our sanity. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. I know that's how you feel, but calm down. We're gonna make it all right today. If you're listening online, thank you so much for joining us on our Instagram page on hln.homelessproject.com. That's on the Higher Learning Network video. I'm sorry, Instagram page. And you can join us on Zelda Speaks to You on Instagram, as well as, what else do we have? Facebook.com, HLNTV1, and Facebook.com, Zelda Speaks. And be sure and check out the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And be sure and check out DiabeticDonut.com. And somebody somewhere is diabetic and don't even know it. So you've got a free download there. All you have to do is go there, DiabeticDonut.com, download the free manual, and share that. Share that ebook with someone. Don't keep all this good news to yourself. Okay? So just remember to do that. And thank you so much for joining us here on Monday Morning Mindfulness. Be sure and join, set your DVRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 to see the Higher Learning Network TV show. As we check in with the weather, if you're headed out and about today, mostly cloudy, but it's a little bit better than it was yesterday, up to 60, like 56 degrees, that's a good thing. Traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you want to travel anywhere in the world, Jamaica, Caribbean, Jamaica is in the Caribbean, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, anywhere you can think of, you can do that. We've traveled with the Higher Learning Network and, you know, just pay little nothing, like taxes. If you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, that option is available to you. You can use barter dollars instead. And, yes, it is recognized by the IRS, so ain't no funny business here. It's for business owners and entrepreneurs. As we take a look at the expressways, O'Hare outbound, you can expect delays going to the airport this morning. They said pack your patience. That's what the news said this morning. Pack your patience. Inbound on the Kennedy, it's 36 minutes. Outbound is 26 minutes. On the Edens inbound, it's 33. Outbound, it's 21. Inbound on the Eisenhower, it's pretty heavy there. From Mannheim, it's 45 minutes, 29 minutes on the reverse. Inbound slow to the Ryan, it's 30 minutes in, 16 out. And on the Day in Ryan, slow from 95th to downtown, it's 15 minutes. And inbound and 12 minutes on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, 15 in. And 12 minutes out, that crash at 127th Street has been cleared up. And finally, on DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 11 minutes in both directions. And be sure and use the promo code for Zelda when you sign on to itex.com. Tell them Zelda sent you. That is in honor of the ancestors, those who came before me to make my way possible in the business of radio. That would be Richard Piggy. I'm sorry, Richard Piggy. We just always say that. And Herbie Baby, can't the coochie. One day I'm going to put up a display of my experiences in radio behind me. It's all on another wall, but it's too much work. I'll show you one day. Anyway, I digress. And it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness spiritual reading, and it is 7:10. I am on the list from Mike House. I don't know if you know who Mike House is. He's a brother who produces Bronze.com, a newsletter called Bronze.com, and I am on his list of daily inspiration, and I want to share with you what he shared with me for March 14th. You are growing. And it says, growth opportunities may not feel comfortable, but keep trusting the journey. Keep breathing, listening, and trusting that the law of your being is guiding you to somewhere worth going. When things are feeling uncertain, this is the time for you to lean fully into your resources, your daily spiritual practices of prayer, meditation, and listening in the silence. Reach out to the stillness of your soul to find the peace of mind that is needed for your next step. There is nothing comfortable about evolution, but evolve we must. Trust that God's indwelling presence knows the way to better living as your health, relationships, career, or finances. Trust the insights of spirits to see you through. Focus your attention on nourishing the mind and body. To strengthen the mind, appropriate spiritual substance in your soul through your thinking and feeling nature. To strengthen the body, engage in physical activities. Get it together. You are growing, and you are all worthy of all your heart's desires. Trust God's plan for you. Trust God's plan for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. That is Proverbs 3 and 5. Thank you, Mike House. Inspirational words of encouragement from Mike House. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you. And it's 7:12. And we always begin the morning with a time of reflection, because someone somewhere is unable to care for themselves. Shout out to all of you who are praying with me for the improvement of life for my BFF, Deborah Peterson. And she's getting better, so thank you so much for that. So let us all keep those in prayer who are not at 100% health, because your health is wealth. You think all this flashiness, all this, well, you know, you don't learn that until you get of a certain age. A certain wisdom comes with numbers, usually. Not everybody. So I am honored to be in the land of the living. Not sure what else is out there, but whatever it is, I'm ready for it. Are you ready? Are you afraid to leave this planet? Think on that thought as we think on this thought of the breath. So why are we spending time doing Monday morning meditation, Zelda? Because it is in that small space of quietness where you pay attention to the breath that you can get answers to questions you may have. And I always have questions. I don't know about you. And whenever I get quiet, get myself a cup of tea, sit down and get my journal and just start writing, and the answers, they're just coming. They're just flowing. It's like I've just opened up something and all the information is flowing down, and now the sun is behind me. Can you see that? Oh, I love it. So in order to connect with that higher self, we have to get quiet because we can't hear it due to all the distractions, the electronic devices, the news, the radio people, places, events, things. And that doesn't help us get where we need to be in life because we need to be at a place that we can become centered when we are off-center. And that's what this breathing exercise does for us. So it is now 7:15 a.m. and it's time for Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So we will be quiet this morning and spend some time listening to our inner self, just focusing on our breath. So we'll sit up straight in our chair, feet flat on the floor, nothing in our hands, nothing in our lap. Ooh, did I just yell? Yes, I did. Thank you very much, but I've had good sleep. Excuse me. And I just want you to close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. Close your eyes and just be still. And as you breathe, be aware of how you're breathing. Is it short, shallow breaths? Right? Or is it long, deep breaths? Chances are it's short, shallow breaths. Because the moment that we become aware of the breathing process is the moment that our awareness grows and we can do something different. So I ask that you put your right hand on your forehead. This is the temple of love, your crown chakras, and your left hand on your heart. And just listen. And breathe in. Hold it. Breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Once more, breathe in, through the nose, and breathe out. And you can take your hands down. Just want you conscious of your breath, because it is in the still, small space of inhaling and exhaling. That is your meditation this morning. So let us breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. And this time as you breathe in, taking a long, deep breath, put your hands on your sides. And I want you to feel your stomach expand. Inhale deeply. Feel your stomach expand, then you're taking a nice long deep breath and exhale. So just remember that as you breathe in, hold it, and as you exhale, feel the release of the tension from the top of your head down to your shoulders throughout your body. Inhale once more, hold it, as you continue to breathe in and breathe out on your own, taking long, deep inhales, giving thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere is unable to breathe on their own. They may have difficulties breathing as you inhale. They may have asthma or COPD or any respiratory disease. They may be on a trachea and unable to move on their own. I visited the rehab center this weekend with my girlfriend, and people are just lying there, unable to move. So the fact that you can breathe in on your own and breathe out is a blessing that you know nothing about until the air stops moving. As we breathe in, sending love and light and energy of the breath from the top of the head down through the forehead and the face and the shoulders as we exhale. Inhale once more. Bringing the energy from the shoulders and the arms. Bring those arms up and twist and stretch and move that body and let that body know that you love it as you exhale. As you inhale, bring those arms up. And as you exhale, bring those arms down, sending more breath, love, and light and energy through the chest and the sides and the back and the buttocks as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending love, light, and energy down through the thighs, feel free to rub those thighs and those knees and those legs as we inhale. And exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the knees. I rub those knees because those knees are good to me. As we send more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles as we inhale. And as we exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the toes and the top and the bottom of the feet. Feel free to wiggle those feet, sending love, light, and energy back up through the toes and the feet and the ankles and the arches. Just wiggle them. Just feel that energy flowing as we breathe in. Bringing the energy back up from the legs and the knees and the thighs and the buttocks and the back. Exhale, and as we inhale, bringing the energy up from the sides and the arms as we stretch again and move those wrists and those fingers and those shoulders, and if you can, twist from side to side as you inhale, and exhale, bringing those arms down. Inhale once more. And if you're sitting in a high back chair or not, doesn't matter. Just turn around and twist. Give that body a twist. Your organs on the inside will thank you. It's like taking them to the wash. Give them a squeeze. Move them around. Yeah. And exhale. Inhale once more. And turn around as far as you can. Twist that body. Twist that body. Twist that body. Yeah. Feel that stretch. And exhale. Inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. Yes. Does that feel good? We give thanks that we have breath in our bodies. As we inhale once more. Bringing all the love, light, and energy back up through the neck. And back to the top of the head as we inhale once more. And as we exhale, bring your head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head around to the left. Slow down. We should just be getting to the back. And slowly rotate that head to the right. And back around to the front. Inhale up. Inhale deeply. And turn your head to the right. As far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of your neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Exhale, bring your head back. Inhale once more. And as you exhale, look to your left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right of your neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. And bringing the head back forward. How does that feel? Inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. And just marinate in the beauty of that breath. Because that is the breath that can calm you in the midst of a storm. That is the breath that when it is practiced religiously, you will be able to catch yourself when you're about to go off. Breathe in. And breathe out. As you give thanks that you are now equipped with the mechanism that can save you from even more stress, we give thanks. And we also give thanks that we have the power within us to stop any situation from escalating with the power of our breath. As we breathe in, hold it. And as we breathe out, we also give thanks for the power of the words that we speak, because words have wings, and we know that the wings that we spread come back to us. So let us be reminded to use words that are powerful and that direct our lives and our experiences. As we breathe in, we say two of the most powerful words on the planet, I am. And whatever you put after those words is what you become. So let us choose these words of peace. I am happy. Even if you're not, just say it, because you're programming the subconscious mind. I am happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
And exhale. I am healthy. I am whole and complete, just as I am. Yeah, let's say it again together. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete, just as I am. Inhale deeply. And exhale. We give thanks for the heart, the liver, the lungs, the spleen, the spine, all the systems in the body that are running on our behalf effortlessly, and we don't know anything about it. It's just doing what it do. And we give thanks for the brain that sends the signals throughout the body. We give thanks for the arteries and the veins that run through our bodies. We give thanks for the power of being, because I am opens the door to endless opportunities. Say I am, and you mean it, and the universe knows it. Wonderful things will happen to you. And I thank you for being a part of this with me this morning here on Monday Morning Mindfulness. We would love for you to post your comments about how you enjoyed the experience on our YouTube channel, on youtube.com, a Higher Learning TV Show, or our Facebook channel, HLNTV1. And thanks for subscribing while you're there. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Monday Morning Mindfulness. Coming up at 7:30, I'll be joined by Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution. We'll be discussing peace. Not in the Middle East, but peace, period. Because there's so much going on in this world to keep us distracted. And we want to share this information with you. Did you know that the blacks once ruled Russia? Really? Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. It's all there. I know I speak too fast. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. It's all there. And all you have to do is click on it and read it and comment if you like. Be sure and check out our YouTube page and our Instagram page. We have the homeless project going on. Yes. That is the address, hln.homeless.project. Because, yes, we are our sisters and our brothers' keepers. Ever since my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered in Tent City, I went over there and I had no idea that there was so much homelessness. And it was put upon my heart to do what I can. So we developed the Homeless Project, and I ask you to go to higherlearningnetwork.org and help them get canisters just to keep warm at night. They're $8.88 at Walmart. Online, they are the Coleman butane little canisters. It's $8.88 for two of them online, but I wanted to get them right away, so I went to Walmart, and they were $9.97, so you save, you know, if you order them online, but they needed them right away. And if you don't want to go to Walmart or anywhere else, Home Depot, I got them at the first time, you can just simply make a tax-deductible donation to Higher Learning Network TV Show. I'm sorry, go to higherlearningnetwork.org and you will be able to make a donation there. But we ask that you help the homeless get generators and air mattresses by donating to higherlearningnetwork.org, or you can go to PayPal and email us higherlearningnw@yahoo.com. You'll see the information scrolling on the screen below. But right now it's 7:30, and we're going to take our first commercial break here. And we'll be back. If you want to join the conversation, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll take your call.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Right here on The Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and I am being joined by the executive producer of The Female Solution. That would be Naima. Naima, look at her looking all good, gorgeous this morning, so early in the morning, girl. Go head on with your bad self. How do you do it, girl?
Hey, I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Mm-mm, ain't no keeping up, girl. Ain't no keeping up. Mm-mm, that beauty is just slat, just shining right on through the camera, girl. Like, did you have a makeup artist come to the house this morning? What's up with that? Uh-oh, she froze. Uh-oh, I'm gonna see if I can't share this with you while she unfreezes. There is my blog I wanted you to see. I can't play it because I will be getting a warning from YouTube, but I just want you to see it. It talks about Byzantine icons and black Russians, black rulership in Russia. Black people ruled Russia. Can you believe that? Well, all you have to do is go and read it. Go and listen to it. I'm not going to play it because I don't want to get a warning from YouTube, so just know that it's there available for you, but I can't play it for you. And while you're there, feel free to scroll on down. There are some women's resources for Women's History Month, some government contracting, and a whole lot more. There's just a wealth of information on my blog, and I try to keep it up every single day, sometimes twice a day. Oh, and be sure, and parents, relatives, this is what I want to talk to you about is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Parents with children who have talent or relatives with potential talent, enter them into the contest. HighLearningNetwork.org presents the April and March. We haven't had March yet, but I just put April on here. And we'll be celebrating the life and legacy of former Mayor Harold Washington with a $500 scholarship to the winner. And these are the qualifications. Contestants between the ages of 13 and 19 can send in a one-minute video clip via YouTube, not MP4, but a YouTube video clip. Send us your link and to HLNTV show@gmail.com with your name, your age, the talent, and what city you're from. You can register at higherlearningnetwork.org. Oh, that is the March one. You can see that March 26th from noon until 1 p.m. And that will be available for you. We have had children from all over the planet. It simply amazed me because we were kind of surprised I think that's the word, that we did not have lots of children calling or sending in their information from Chicago. I was like, all this talent we got in Chicago, what is it? They didn't show up until like about the fourth or fifth, and we were getting calls, videos from Asia, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, anywhere you can think of, anywhere but Chicago. And I'm like, oh, where are the children in Chicago? And so finally they started catching up. Anyway, we don't care where they come from. We just want the children to connect with their higher power, and they can do that by joining us here on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. This is one of the booths, one of our sponsors, Roma Booth. Let me make that small so that you can see that. Roma Booth, there you go. Well, that's it, Roma Booth. Can you see that? Yeah. That's one of our sponsors. And he's with the organization that I have been... He is the nephew of the owner of the organization of EAA Chicago that I've been a volunteer at for over 30 years. These are one of the boots that he donated to us at Roma.com. Isn't that cute? Just the cutest little thing you ever did see. Roma boots. Big kids for the children. I mean, boots for the children. And this is a size 10. I think this is for a little bitty person. I don't think this is for... ages preteens. I don't think so. I might be wrong, but I don't think so. So if you can tell me what age of a child wears a size 10 and a size 8, you can have it. Because we don't have children that small. So all you have to do is email me info@higherlearningnetwork.org. Okay? So I just wanted to share that with you. And, you know, we have a tendency to complain. Yes, we do. We complain. We complain about our children, what they're doing, and all the nonsense, and they're half naked, and they're cussing, and they're killing, and yada, yada. But my question is, what are we as adults doing to encourage them? When we see them misbehave, are we afraid to say something? Because we don't know if they have a gun, if they're going to snap. Well, that's a chance we take. See, I come from old school. And if you don't attack them, if you just speak to them and not attack them with a calm voice, chances are they'll respond accordingly. And that's all I have to say on that. But be sure and remember, get those children who are talented, get them in the contest so they can win some money and get out of your pocket. Let's go back to our executive producer, Naima Latif, who's back with us here. There she is. She disappeared. We just met. She had to go have a beauty mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, had to switch device. My laptop decided to suddenly blank out on me.
Girl, these computers have a mind of their own. They do what they want when they want it. We just let them do it, and we recuperate any kind of way we can.
So is my sound okay?
Your sound is fine. You sound great, yeah, you great. Sound fine. You sound fine. You look fine. Mm-hmm. Yep. You let them know. We're on live on Female Solutions. Women and mental health is what we're discussing this morning. But before we... dwell off into that in the 8 o'clock hour with veteran clinician Khalid Scott. For the next few moments, we're just going to talk about what's on the blog and HWPL and things like that, because we need more peace. And I just had to put that on the blog, and I showed it to the audience. They've seen it already on the blog where it says how blacks ruled Russia. Back in the day, that's on YouTube. You would not believe that. Can I bring that back in there if I can show it again? Did you know that, Naima?
Well, I do know some prominent figures that were black that were in Russia from the research, and we have in some of our books. But I think it's important for black people to expand our perception of who we are and where we've been. We've been stuck on this one little narrative of slavery. That was a brief experience, and believe me, it was brief. When you look at the annals of time, if you knew how many millions of years there's been life on this planet that we don't even know about, but then even the civilizations that we have been allowed to know about, there have been so many times when people of African descent have been in positions of authority, in government, in religion, and all kinds of commerce. We have mastered everything for centuries upon centuries upon centuries. So one of the things that we try to do in the beginning chapter of our book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma, and some of you all may have even seen that and still copy it here, but it's to change our perspective about how long time is and some of the patterns of time. There have been many different time periods when the people on the African continent were dominant in other places in the world. We've traveled all over the world well before Columbus. So we need to know these things. In Asia, and of course Russia, it's connected to the whole Eurasian continent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know where things are,
mm-hmm.
so they don't have a perspective. But yes, we have been there. We have been in power there. We need to know these things. A lot of times people say, well, you know, white people, they destroyed our civilization and they enslaved us. Do you know that we have, all people, have been in positions of control, and sometimes when people who are black, who have African descent, have been in positions of control, sometimes they were good rulers, sometimes they were abusive, just like everybody else. So we need to change that perspective. So when we look at even what's happening in Russia and Ukraine and everywhere in the world where there is conflict, most of the time people are responding to something that happened in the past. I had the experience of going to the war memorial when I was in South Korea, and it was during one of the times when I went to an HWPL World Peace Conference, and they have like, you know, I know what the word is, but I was calling it now chaperones, you know, people who escort you, people who will, or tour guide, whatever you want to call them, people who will kind of show you around the city and get you familiar with the history of what has happened there. And they have a museum, a war memorial, where they show thousands and thousands of years of conflict between China and Korea, Japan and Korea, and all these horrible things that have happened. People enslave people. People use women as sex slaves, all of that. So in seeing that, and then you see a lot of the conflict that's going on now, a lot of it has to do with China wanting to control Korea because it's in a key position. And Japan wanting to control Korea. So at various times, they've been conflict. So you've got Russia that's looking at a strategic position with the Ukraine and where it's located. So everything that we are seeing is as a result of things that have happened in the past, conflicts that have happened in the past. One people ruled over another people, they conquered them, they beat them down, they enslaved them, and then they come back to get them. It's just vengeance, back and forth, mistrust. So all of this has to do with things that happened in history that we don't know anything about. And depending on who was in power at the time, people either flourished or they were treated cruelly. So, yeah, there was a period in history where black people were ruling Russia. That means there was a period in history where black people had traveled the globe. We need to know this so we stop thinking that our history is just that 300-year experience, and that's all it was, very brief.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get over it because we need to not see ourselves as just those people.
Oh, I'm
we
so
were
glad
doing a whole lot of things all around
yes.
the world. We were traveling in ships long before we got into slave ships. So we need to know that, and we need to also understand what has happened on that whole Eurasian continent that led us to this point. And one of the things that really attracted me to HWPL, and they'll be talking about this on our show on Saturday, Deborah is featuring the HWPL commemoration of the peace conference that really has been kicking off this whole global peace movement, and that they've got a document that they're spreading across the world so that leaders can agree to certain principles of behavior and first of all, to make war itself illegal. So by law, by international law, if you have a conflict, you got to sit down at the negotiating table. Isn't that what we just talked about on the show?
Yes.
So this is what should happen as a matter of policy. And so this is what they're talking about in terms of having all nations agree that never again will we settle our differences by violence. And so the document is called the DCPW, the Declaration of Peace, Cessation of War. It was introduced several years ago at a global peace conference initiated by the organization Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Life, the mouthful, so the acronym is HWPL. But Manhee Lee, who was the chairman, he was moved by, he's been in war, you know, and so he was moved by all of the violence that has erupted and destroyed so many civilizations of mankind, century after century. And so he organized all around the world people who will agree to this concept of peace. And it just means that we respect each other's boundaries, we respect each other's culture, we respect each other's religion, and we agree that we're not going to ever use violence to solve our differences. It's such a simple document. And so, and gathering, first of all, the religious leaders, he gathered the religious leaders together and said, if we can agree that our, regardless of what our faith is, that our basic principle is the same, that we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves and treat others as we wish to be treated. If we can all agree that regardless of whatever the difference in doctrine is, that's the basic premise of all of our faith, we can take our commonality and use that as a basis of government so that there is respect for all life. And so this global peace conference, I was just astounded when I went. I went twice, I believe it was 2016 and 17, I think, or 17 and 18. I got to look at my calendar. I can't remember. But I think it was 17 and 18. So I went 16 the first time I went to Korea to visit my daughter. And second and third year, I went, I attended the peace conference. But I was amazed. I was like, how come American journalists don't know this is going on? The whole world has a peace movement that is global. How come we don't even know that this is the energy that's being put out?
Media.
So we need to know, and we need to see history differently, and we need to stop seeing ourselves as African people as victims of white oppression, because we've been some oppressors too, and we need to admit that. On our continent and on other people's continent.
Mm-hmm.
We need to admit that we've been part of the whole human problem of violence. We have participated, and that's how we ended up over here, because we were fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
We need to acknowledge that, stop blaming white people. They were just doing what all human beings have done in some point in history, and we are part of that as well. And all of us need to change what's in our hearts so that when we have a conflict or difference of opinion, or a disagreement, we can choose a different way to resolve it other than killing each other.
Yes.
This is what we're going to agree to. So this Saturday, we'll be featuring the Global Peace Summit and the introduction of the Declaration of Peace, Cessation of War document, and the opportunity that all of us have to change the way we relate to each other. So this is HWPL's sixth annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War, DCPW, and they say, let's turn on tolerance between religions so that the world feels peaceful. And this theme of this event is called Institutionalizing Peace, Building a Legal Foundation for Sustainable Peace. And that's what we want to do. And so as Deborah speaks about our travel all over the world and the fact that we've been traveling all over the world is evidenced by the fact that we used to be ruling Russia. We have been world travelers for century after century after century, way before Columbus came and accidentally found the American continent. So if we can think differently about our and where we've been and how we have participated in all of this, we can stop blaming other people for our condition and realize we're just as guilty as everybody else of And when all of us acknowledge that all of us have been equally guilty, then we can heal and we can choose a different way of relating to our brothers and sisters around the world.
From the mouth, words of Naima Latif. Boy, don't it make you look at yourself? Oh, my God. How did I participate in that? Well, ask yourself the question and get quiet and wait on the answer. Could it be tradition? Could it be because we've always done it that way? Someone sent me this, and I just had to share it with you because tradition, I have just been so against tradition all my life. I just had to share this.
Oh, tradition is peer pressure from dead people. I love that. Yes, yes. It is peer pressure from dead people. Yes, you are doing things that the people who started that habit are long. Doesn't make any sense, you know, and you do it anyway. Oh, yes.
And hi, Jody. Wow, you both look amazing and vibrant. Yes, that's what sleep will do for you. I got good sleep last night. I don't know where I was.
Hey, that's all it takes sometimes.
Yes, indeedy. So we don't need no more prayer, we don't need tradition anymore. How about that? No more tradition. We make new tradition, just like we don't do all the meat for Thanksgiving. We do vegan. I went to my first vegan Thanksgiving a couple of years ago, and I was like, this food is good. I didn't even miss meat. But because we've been traditionally, you got to have a turkey, you got to have...
The national meal for Thanksgiving, the turkey. Okay, so now you have birds that are being raised just so they can die.
Right.
That makes me so sad.
Makes no
sense. But, you know, until we learn better, they say when you learn better, you do better. So, and I'm not, you know, trying to attack meat eaters. If you like your meat, I'm not trying to attack you, but I think... At some point.
Slowly but surely.
We will realize animals also as sentient beings, and we will stop thinking that their lives don't matter.
Because their lives do matter. And
we
eat whatever they've experienced, whatever trauma they have, we have the trauma. I'm sorry
for eating it.
I'm sorry for eating that fish, but it was so good. Okay, anyway, I digress. We eat their trauma, and we wonder why we sometimes have acts of inconsistency. I think they refer to it as hormonal. Yeah, it's hormonal because you've eaten somebody else's hormones, and they're in you cutting up. They're not.
Yes.
They you can't digest that from out there in here. That is not how it works. I'm trying to convince myself.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Vieta, Sister Vieta says, me too. Good sleep here too. Let's go, sisters, in this powerful new day. Yes, loving the birds. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Yes. I'm really excited. You know, this whole year we've been saying our theme is pushing for global peace. And I think that as we look at all the things we participate in, even the mass slaughter of animals adds an energy, you know, because like you say, you're eating that. You're eating the stress of someone whose life is not happy. It's not natural. And all of that goes into your body and becomes you as well. Because you're everything that you ingest. Not just your food, but even the things on television. And if you're watching a constant barrage of violence, whether it's the news reports about the war or the news reports about the violence in your own city, the shootings and killings and all of that is the diet that you're consuming. What does that do on your inside? How can you feel peaceful and you're constantly being hyped up with fear that somebody's going to harm you or anxiety that, oh, you know, my loved ones are going to be sent off to war or maybe somebody might start bombing us? You can't be peaceful when you have all that inside of you. So you have to make a conscious choice. First of all, turn off the news, because number one, yeah, that's happening over there, but it is over there. It's not in your backyard. So don't put it in your heart if it's not in you.
Right.
Number two, if you're going to put out some energy, send them love energy. Send them peace energy. Send them the energy of compassion so they can, in their hearts, change how they feel so they can choose to think of another way to resolve this, because there are no winners anymore. So let's send them that energy of peace and love. And then let's demonstrate what a loving society looks like by being kind to our neighbors. Just say hi to your next door neighbor. You know, if next time it snows, well, you know, can I shovel your walk, or can I, you know, help you dig your car out? You know, next time, yeah, just say something nice. You know, oh, your hair looks beautiful. Oh, that's a nice tie you have on. Just say something nice to the people around you. It's a little thing to do, but it can make a difference. So if we just, as a practice, choose to be kind to people, whether we know them or not, that sends forth an energy, and that energy spread, it goes global. Just like a virus, a good thought can spread as well and give you good energy, just like a negative thought can bring negative energy. So let's choose to send forth good energy by what we think, say, and do, and what we ingest in our minds and in our bodies. And we'll see a change in the world. Believe me, all of us are energetic beings projecting what's inside of us. If we change what's inside of us and make positive energy something that's inside of us, what we project will actually change the world, and we'll see it. We'll see it in our own environment, and then we'll be able to see it even outside of our environment. That's how powerful we are.
And that's, you can also see it on onaireverywhere.com. We're going to take a break and come back with veteran clinician Khalid Scott. So you stay close right here on The Female Solution. We'll be right back.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. We will be joined by our very own, thank you, Naima, for joining us this morning in the first half hour, but now we'll be joined by Khalid Scott, and I want you to say hi to him before you go. Khalid of 312-437, welcome. You are now live on the air on The Female Solution. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, great people. How's everybody doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent.
Good.
Thank you so
much
for joining us. Khalid, as you know, is our quarterly, I get the months right in my head, our quarterly contributor on Female Solution. And if you go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, you'll see information about him and you can go and check him out. He's on highachievers.net because he is a high achiever and he has achieved status with the Female Solution because he brings it to us in the raw and the real. And you going crazy, you don't have to. Just stop and listen to what I have to say because I have the information that will help you. As DMX say, y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Well, you don't have to, because clinician, our very own Khalid Scott is here. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Khalid. Khalid, I'm sorry.
Thank
I
you.
Always say Khalid. It's Khalid.
Absolutely. There you go. How you been doing, my friend?
I am doing wonderful. I have no complaints. Whatever they are, nobody wants to hear me, including me, so I just say I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing just fine.
Absolutely. And you know what? I just did that on purpose because I just want to start this conversation off with that let's check on each other.
Yes.
Let's check on each other, and let's do it more often.
Mm.
And especially as a buzz term going around now, please check on the strong people.
Ooh,
please check on them. Because the assumption is they always have it together. They always know what to do and how to do it and why to do it. But sometimes us supermen and Wonder Women, we get tired too, you know.
Yes.
And
yes,
we need folks to check on us.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that, Khalid. But you know why? Because I thought about how all the people who, your clients who come and see you and they download all their energy from their experiences to you in the exchange of information that you share with them. How do you handle all of that from all these different people? How do you handle that? How do you calm down? How do you, who checks on you?
Nobody.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
You know what? I can't say that. It's a couple of people who check up on me and do it consistently, and I love and value them, but not at the number that I think should happen, you know? You know, Z, every morning I send about 100 people good morning. And I think I'm very consistent with that.
Yes,
but I found
are.
That, say, if I don't get up and send out morning, you know, good my good mornings, say
uh-huh.
if I let it get to about 10 o'clock in the morning, I
uh-huh.
might have maybe 5 people who say, wait a minute, let me send him a good morning. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I look at that. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
We really take advantage of people who think about us.
Yes, we
because
do.
Because we like, and we don't do, and I don't think we do it to be mean-spirited or to be vicious. It's just that we all get into our patterns. So if someone is so used to me always saying good morning and good morning, they'll just wait till I say good morning again. Or
right.
You know, they'll just like, well, maybe he just needs a rest today. I ain't going to bug him. But for me, if you don't get a good morning by me at 10 o'clock, I think the right thing to do is say, good morning, Khalid. You okay? Because this
okay.
ain't your pattern, you know?
Okay.
But we all are kind of stuck into our patterns, right?
Yes.
And we forget about other people.
Yes.
And then I've had people like, well, Khalid, I didn't get my good morning yet. Wow. So instead of just saying, hey, good morning to you,
you know,
it's a selfish mode.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then if you say this to people out loud, because this is the healthiest exchange in the world, to tell people, check on me. Check on me. People get attitude like, well dang, you know? And I'm like, wow. Like, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine, and I hadn't heard from him in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy is, you know, he's going through some things. And I had to kind of really go in on him yesterday because he called, and the hour we were on the phone, he was just talking about himself and himself and himself. And remember, we hadn't talked in a couple of months. And then I had to interrupt and say, I'm doing okay. Anaya is doing okay. And he was like, oh, he said, cousin, I know you're doing okay. I watch you on Facebook. And da, da, da. And I said, wait a minute.
Let me stop you right now.
And I said, buddy, if I ever have to do this again, whereas I have to, you know, I have to wait months from here from you, then don't call me ever again, because apparently I'm not valued to you. And he was like, Khalid, I'm just going through a lot. I said, do you have time to go to the bathroom?
Ooh.
Do you have time to go and make you a sandwich every day? Do you have time to turn on the TV? So you don't have 3 seconds to say, good morning, my friend. And he was like, you're right. You are absolutely right. I haven't made it a priority. And see, for me, I teach my clients, speak up for yourself, advocate for yourself, teach people how to treat you.
Yes, sir.
Because the more we start doing things like that, the more healthier minds we have.
Yes.
And then you get to see who really in your corner and who's not in your corner.
Yes.
And that all helps with mental wellness.
Yes.
All of that helps with mental wellness.
But for me,
sorry about that, it's just still going to the gym, talking to those people in my village who are there consistent and downloading all this toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's and you know I'm always saying, I pray to God multiple times a day. I have conversations with God. Because he's the best downloader. He's the best therapist in the world.
Amen.
Truly listens to you. He truly listens.
Yeah. All you have to do is get quiet long enough to hear him, and you
there
will
you go.
To hear.
There you go.
You know, there's all these distractions are out here for us to keep us away from that quiet time with ourselves. Well, I am so glad to hear that you, my friend, are feeling good enough this morning, well enough to come on and share that because as a practitioner, you know, I know you get dumped on all day, so I am guilty of that. I am one of those people that he's talking about, but I have learned not to wait because he checked me. He's like, okay, I'm glad to see you doing good, but yeah. I'm doing fine, and Anaya's doing fine, too. So, yeah, I get it. And like I said, my feelings aren't hurt. I was raised in the room by men, and they have no emotions. They had none. The ones that raised me, they had none. So my feelings
right.
are hurt. Yeah, my feelings are hurt. But those whose feelings get hurt easy, just you'll be all right. Naima, you had a comment?
Yeah, I got a quick question for Brother Khalid Scott. And thank you so much for bringing words of wisdom today, but mentioning men, you know, a lot of what I hear that I guess there's a man culture kind of a thing where if a man speaks harshly to another man, you gotta step up and show that he's not gonna dominate you. I guess it's a male thing, you know. So if you sound too nice, you might be perceived as weak. Is that something that keeps people from being able to diffuse situations? Like if somebody speaks a little rudely or something and then somebody else gets offended and the next thing you know there's a confrontation. Is there something in male culture that makes things tend to escalate? Or is there a way that people can learn how to bring some peace and tranquility to a situation, even if someone has said something rude to them or challenged them in some kind of way? What are your thoughts on that?
All right, that's an excellent question, and thank you, and good morning to you, sister. Well, let me. I've always learned this because I've been a communicator since I was a kid, right? And I just love my voice, and I love to talk, and I love to speak, and all the things that go with that. So I've also learned you got to always know your audience, right? Mm-hmm. How I talk to a bunch of kids in Wilmette may be different how I talk to a bunch of kids on the south side of Chicago, you know? Mm-hmm. Because you know how the responses will be, right? And you know how what energy to give people. So like with my friend yesterday, I felt safe enough to talk to him like that because it was coming from a place of, man, I care about you, but man, you did me dirty. And brother, we can't have that and call ourselves friends.
Okay.
So I felt safe enough to say that to him. Now, would I say that to a guy walking down the street? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I have an established relationship with this person for almost 10 years where I can, you know, I can call him out on what he did to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when I say that you got to teach people how to treat you, that's one of the things that you got to communicate to people, especially who are supposed to be invested in you and you're invested in them, just to say, wait a minute, that didn't make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you didn't do that on purpose, but so I won't have to re-experience this over and over. Now let me make sure you're clear that doesn't go well. You know, I had a disagreement with my mother the other day. And, you know, it's hard when you're trying to tell your parent they made you feel a certain way because in their head they can do anything to you. You're their kid. But I had to tell my mom, I've been a good son. You've never had to come to a police station. You've never had to come to a principal's office. You've never had a day's worry with me. So, Mom, come on. Come on, Mom. Let's not do that. And so she got an attitude. She got an attitude, but the reality is I'm just like her, you know, where I speak my peace.
Mm-hmm.
So if nothing else, she taught me well about you don't take mess from people, especially people who you're supposed to care about you and you care about them. But but to answer your question again, you got to always be conscious of your presentation and know who's in front of you and what your comfort zone is with them. And with men, I'm telling you right now, men are the most sensitive creatures, but the world doesn't give us permission to show that side of us. But I'm telling you, when my boys come over here to my house and they sit down with me, I see tears rolling down their face because in my house, in my space, they get to be human beings. They get to be human beings. If a man doesn't communicate with you well, you haven't made him feel safe to communicate with you. And I need to be very clear when I tell women that. If your man doesn't break down and tell you what's on his heart and head, that means he doesn't feel like he has a safe zone. And if they don't feel safe, they will not let it out.
Never
so that can't be responding with a lot of negative criticism or tones of voice or harshness or ridicule. Because if a man feels like he's going to be ridiculed, he definitely will not.
Absolutely. Look how we've been treating Kanye West. And I know that brother got some demons he's dealing with. But instead of laughing at that man, you know, God, I wish somebody in his village would grab him, hug him, and say, brother, come on, let's go to Walgreens and let's fill the prescription up now. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I know you're hurting because you're divorced. I know it hurts to see your wife with another man. You know, I know you still miss your mama. But we love you. Come on, let us help take care of you.
Yes.
You know, we got to give people permission to be human.
Wow. Does that answer your question, Naima?
Yeah, I say it does. I say it does. And, again, I want to thank your guests for coming on today. I think this is a really good time to talk about how to de-stress. And a lot of the violence, I think, comes from people reacting to the internal stress. And like you're saying about Kanye, you know, you're going through emotions. And if our culture says, well, men can't cry or men can't show emotions, the only other way they have to express it is
violence. It's violence. And that's exactly what we are experiencing.
Yeah.
And we wonder why.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Okay. And then they don't want them touching. So how are they ever to heal? There's power in touching. There's power in the human touch. Because we're all energy and we're all connected and we need to connect. And if we're not connecting, there's a disconnect. And when the disconnect comes, that's where we got all the issues that we have.
Right.
So if you just tuned in at 8:21 this morning, we are discussing women's mental health. It is women's Her Story Month. And I hate to use the word her story, but I like it better than his story because his story derives from the word Tory, his Tory, and Tory, coming from the Irish, was a criminal. So we don't even know what we're saying. So I'm definitely not saying history anymore. I'm saying her story. But it makes her
past event.
Yeah, it makes her a thief too. One of the things I've noticed is that when we are uncomfortable in our feelings, we have a tendency to indulge in things that will make the situation worse. So instead of getting quiet, we'll resort to something outside of ourselves, entertainment or alcohol or drugs or food or companionship that should not be, or taking things that don't belong to you, just experiences that are out of the norm that we are trying to feel better about by substituting something for that feeling instead of going within and asking ourselves, why am I feeling this and what can I do about it? What can we do about that, Khalid?
You know what, I want to tie in the women and mental health so we could, you know, stay on the topic. And let me throw this out. And thinking about women and mental health, it's so amazing how strong you all are. Just in general. You know, it's the ongoing mindset that if God was to make men have babies, we wouldn't have the world anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because the minute we found out we would be pregnant, we would probably kill ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because we couldn't take the pain, right?
Okay.
So when I think of women and mental health, you know, I think about your strength, your resiliency, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think about the Wonder Woman and Superwoman effect, that you all hold it together all the time, but that you're human, you know what I'm saying? And that things do bother you, but you don't have a moment to be vulnerable all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to be conscious of everything all the time. And I went to a training not too long ago, and they said the number one diagnosis that they're seeing with women is between depression and anxiety, right?
Okay.
And it was like, wow, women are depressed? Why wouldn't you all be? Why wouldn't you be?
Thank you.
Why wouldn't you be? Women have anxiety, high anxiety. Why wouldn't you have high anxiety? Because the world dumps on you so much. But then it tells you that you're still secondary. You know?
Right.
And so that's why we have to be very mindful about, as us clinicians, how we address, you know, our women clientele. You know? And but the wonderful thing about women, you all will seek help. You
yes.
have no problem in saying, I'm not my best right now, and
right.
I need to do whatever I need to do to be the best person that I need to be for not only me, but for everybody else who I'm in charge of, right, which is everybody.
Right,
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, it's just amazing, you know, to think about, you know, the endurance of the superwomen, you all. And let me be quite frank, look at the resiliency and the superpowers of women of color. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's wonderful to celebrate you all. But it's also, we have to be conscious, again, when we say check on the strong people, we have to check on our women, you know, to say, how are you? How are you? You know? And,
right.
and to answer your question about, I think you were asking me about how do you, and say it to me again, how are you resilient, or how do you what now?
How do you recoup after an experience that leaves you frazzled?
Right. And what you do, how do you recoup is you acknowledge first.
Mm.
You have to acknowledge that it moved you a certain way, that it made you feel a certain way, right? Because if
right.
you don't acknowledge that it's an issue, then you'll keep moving, right?
Right.
And then after you acknowledge, then you say, what do I need to do post that situation? You know, what do I need to communicate better? Do I need some support? Do I need some assistance? You know, and what's my internal coping strategies, right? What
right.
do I need to do for me to get me back on my square?
Hmm.
And that's it right there.
And not... The fact that you are acknowledging it and not try to push it aside, because when you try to
yeah.
push it down, that's where the problems comes in. That's when we begin to have issues in our tissues. I know you've heard that before.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And let's acknowledge, Z, that we're still in the middle of a pandemic.
Yes.
And remember, it was exactly 2 years ago today, 2 years ago today that the world was told to shut down, March 14th of 2020.
Wow.
We were told, let's stop it. Stay in. Do not go to work on Monday. You know? And,
wow.
And think about that. Right, right. Second
wow.
year anniversary today.
Wow.
You know? And our lives have not been the same since. Think about it. How
wow.
could it be?
Wow, yes. I surely didn't think about it. Wow. That's food for thought. How about that, Naima?
Yeah.
Two years today. Wow. I certainly didn't think about it. I gave it no thought whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Absolutely.
But we're going to continue
because
this conversation.
We've been maintaining.
Repeat that.
We've been learning how to maintain within this
yes.
pandemic. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Most of us have survived. Some have not. And we are grateful for those who
right.
are still here and salute the ones who have moved on. We're always giving thanks to the ancestors. It's 8:30 if you just joined us this morning on The Female Solution, Women and Mental Health. On Monday morning, mindfulness with veteran Khalid Scott, mental health clinician, veteran. mental health clinician, 30 years I think it is, and if he can't answer your questions, I don't know who can. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll be right back, so stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
We're on air everywhere, online all the time, right here on The Female Solution with Khalid Scott, veteran mental health specialist, clinician, get the words right, Zelda. And I'm joined by executive of The Female Solution. That would be Naima Latif. If you want to comment this morning, join the conversation, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. As we go to the phone line, let's take some calls, Khalid. 703-28,
okay.
You are live on The Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from, and what's your comment as it relates to women and mental health?
Denise is my name, and I'm calling from the Washington, D.C. area.
What's your name?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
What's your question?
I'm listening, and, you know, we have this new word, wellness, for mental health, and I'm 63. So let me be real clear. Wellness was nowhere in my stratosphere.
Okay.
One as a single parent and a professional, and then also just trying to go through this world of what, you know, has been discussed of us pushing forward, carrying this bad. And so now that this new word of, oh, self and wellness, make sure you do self and wellness. And it's like, what does that look like when depression came to me 7 years ago and I didn't know what to do with it? I didn't know how to manage it because I've had to push forward. And then when it came out, my family didn't know how to deal with it either. So it was me trying to figure this out, and all I saw was black and white. And so over the years, of 7 years, I've been trying to just manage it. And so many layers have started to come out from those 63 years that you don't realize that you have pushed. How do you go into this wellness world? Because it's pushed to the point, well, it's overwhelming because you're like, I don't even know how to make those steps and make that work.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, first of all, good morning, Denise. How are you today?
I'm well.
How are you today? I'm well.
I mean, I've recently been diagnosed with diabetes, so that was another layer.
So it's like your health and your health.
But I'm breathing, and I'm thankful to be breathing this morning. So that I am.
Absolutely. And see, Denise, it starts off with that. It starts off with you building a village around you of people who say, let me check on Denise. Let me see how my friend, my sister, my buddy, my gal pal, how is my sister, this queen, doing today? because, again, we need to be able to have a community around us that checks on us on our good days and even more so our bad days, right? Mm-hmm. And then next part is being your best advocate, your best self-advocate, right? So it's telling your family, who may not recognize, they are so used to you being Wonder Woman with a golden lasso, right? And they're so used to you standing strong and smiling and being there for them. But it's okay now to say, I need you all. I need the love that I give to you all. I need it to be reciprocated, right? Mm-hmm. And then also to be your best attorney, right? And being your best attorney is defending yourself by saying to people, you know what, I'm not feeling 100% right now. I'm not holistically well, but now I'm about to get ready to do something about it. So I might have to say no a little bit more often than I've ever done before because I'm trying to wake up every morning, right? And see, it's okay to do that. But see, we haven't been given permission. But you know what? We don't need other people's permission for our happiness.
Amen.
Happiness is homemade, right? It's homemade. Mm. And the more you invest in your peace, your happiness, and your wellness, then people will catch on. But it's got to start with you. And you got to open your mouth, and you got to be comfortable to let the world know, I got to take care and be the best version of Denise possible. Because if we are waiting for people to come over and hug us and bring us our favorite meal or whatever, whatever, we might be waiting a whole long time, right? You know? But it's okay to say, hey, Auntie, you know what? You know you make the best mac and cheese. Can I have some this Sunday? It'll make my soul feel good to eat your mac and cheese, you know? And Auntie would be like, baby, get over here. You know I will. But sometimes we got to open our mouth and say it out loud.
Okay. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Speak that thing.
And please, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling overwhelmed, think about, you know, seeing a clinician. Think about seeing a life coach. You know, sometimes people don't need to see a counselor or a therapist. You may need to just go and see a life coach who kind of just, you know, says, you're here right now. How do we get you going forward? You know, that might be the trick, you know. Or we might need to start going back to church. You know what I'm saying? Or we might need to go and get that gym membership. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever you got to do to be resilient for yourself.
Change your
question.
Focus. Does that answer your question, Denise?
Yes, thank you.
And Denise, before you go, please go. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I am a I reversed type 2 diabetes. Is yours type 2 or type 1 that you've just been diagnosed with?
Type 2.
Type 2. Perfect. Because that's what I had, type 2. And I reversed it over, it took about 6 months. It depends on how persistent you are with it, but I did it. And there's a free download for you, which consists of the drink that I drink every morning. And just remember, you are not drinking for taste, my dear. You are drinking for nutrition and health. And let me tell you what the 7 ingredients are. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. It does not sound appetizing, but baby, it does pretty good. Okay. And that recipe is free to you. And anyone else who wants to go and download it at diabeticdonut.com. That's diabeticdonut.com. And there's also a Facebook page with that name as well, Diabetic Donut ABC. So please, I just ask that those who go and download the free ebook on how I reverse type 2 diabetes to please like and subscribe and share
the Facebook page, Diabetic Donut ABC. And don't ask me why I put ABC, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Because the young lady that I was working with was using ABC as an example of what Facebook page to put to make. And she said, you know, go like Diabetic Donut ABC or something like that. So I thought she really meant ABC, Diabetic Donut ABC. So I put Diabetic ABC. So now people ask me, what does the ABC mean? I said, always be chewing. Because I'm always chewing. Now I chew on calories and carrots and celery sticks as opposed to potato chips and cookies. So, but that's a memory game that I play with myself. So I just had to share that with you. So I hope, please go to the site and download that. And thank you so much for calling from Washington, D.C. Appreciate that. We appreciate you, Denise. Continue.
Thank you. Take care, Denise.
Thank you.
And if you need us, call us. We're at info@higherlearningnetwork.org. Please call us. If you need help of any kind, we'll call you back, okay?
Thank you.
If you got any other questions or comments before you go?
No, thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much, Denise, from D.C. Wow, thank you so much for that call because, you know, there are people listening who are having an experience that they may not want to share, and they don't want it known. What do you say to those who are listening, Khalid, who they just need some help? They just need just a little point in the right direction of what to do. What do you say to those people who are listening, who are afraid to push that one, in which you can 591-V103. Lord have mercy. I'm having real flashbacks this morning, Tony. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Okay. Ooh, the hand went back up. Is that the same color, 703-268? Did your hand go back up? 703-268?
No.
Oh, okay. It's just still up there. Okay. Go ahead, Khalid.
What I have to say to people is that closed mouths never get fed.
Ooh.
Right. Closed mouths never get fed.
Open your mouth.
Closed mouths, they no one gets to know what's going on with you.
Mm.
We live in a world that you could communicate in so many different ways now.
Yeah.
You know, as you see, when people are committing suicide, they feel more comfortable to go on social media and write out a post about wanting to hurt themselves. But in their head, they're communicating, right?
Oh.
Right? They don't want to pick up the phone call and call a human being, so they go on social media and put it out there, you know?
We live in a
world where you could communicate effectively in so many other versions, right?
Right.
But if you don't communicate, how would somebody know, right?
Right.
Like the example I used with my friend yesterday, he would probably not call me for another few months if I didn't tell him what I had to tell him yesterday. And
right.
Whose fault would it be? It would be mine.
Because
it's my responsibility, right, for my peace and for my happiness and for my well-being. So
right.
If you don't open your mouth, that means you are okay for what's happening. That's it and that's all.
Okay.
And then there's a therapist on every corner now. I'm telling you. And what I mean by that is it's somebody there to listen. We have so many crisis lines now where you can call a 1-800 number and somebody will listen to you for an hour. You know what I'm saying? For free. If you're thinking about hurting yourself or you're feeling really dumb, deeply depressed. You know?
Wow.
All have one person that will listen to us. Have you ever just been sitting in a lobby of the doctor's office or on the bus stop and you've had one of the best conversations with a stranger?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they let you know everything, and you tell them everything. And it's because you're like, wow, I can be free to talk, and it's not like this person knows me, but I can let it all out, right? Because
right.
All of us have a lot to say. We all have a lot to say. And again, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and not only a medical pandemic, a racial pandemic, a crime pandemic, a financial pandemic.
Just pandemic.
So we got a couple of pandemics going on right now. So we got to, and that's why me, myself, and all the private practitioners that I know, our business is booming right now. I have a wait list right now. Why? Because guess what? People are ready to talk.
Yes.
People are ready to download. So if you're sitting in silence, it's on you, and it's okay. But at least talk to God. Look up at your ceiling. Look up at your roof and say, God, I need to have a conversation with you. Because you got to get it out.
Yes.
You got to get it out.
Journaling helps, too.
Absolutely.
Journaling. Because you got to get it out of your system. You got to get that energy out of you. It's just like if somebody has made you mad, has pissed you off, who has made you feel a certain way, as the children say, it's all up in your feelings, that is an energy that will stop you or it will make you move forward. So if it's stunning your growth, then, baby, I know they tell you to write on your, you know, text on your phone, but there is a connection between pen and paper. Pen and paper. Can I say that again? Pen and paper. There is an energy connection that helps you remove that bad energy if it's only for a little while, but just get it out of you so that you can maintain some sense of sanity while you're experiencing the trauma that you're going through. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. And that's key, you know, and that's key. And we can't stress it enough.
Right,
you
about
know,
it.
Yes. And for me, like, let me use me as an example, which I think I tend to do a lot. When I went through my divorce 10 years ago, right, I needed an outlet because, again, people typically don't check on me. I'm the one checking on other people.
Uh-huh.
And so I took on clinical advice. I said, Khalid, start journaling about your journey of divorce. And what I did was I started using Facebook as my journal. Right? I figured if I'm going through something, probably a whole bunch of other people are going through it. And
yes,
maybe
sir.
My words can inspire other people.
Yes.
Well, 10 years later, I'm still doing Khalid's Conversation. And you know that's every Monday through Friday, not only on Facebook but on LinkedIn. I have a passage that I put out every morning just for words of wisdom, words of inspiration, words of education, right? And what happened is that helped with my branding. Now, I wasn't doing it for branding, but what it did was it told people that, well, I think he knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And voila, that's how we met, Zelda. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So think about it. Social media is a powerful form if you use it well.
Yeah.
You know, get your feelings out there. You know, if you feel comfortable. But if you don't feel comfortable, that's okay too. But get it out somehow, some way.
Because if you don't, it will eat
absolutely.
You side
absolutely.
Out. What
absolutely. I had a good friend. I had a good friend, let me throw this out, who went and bought a dog. And they said that dog did them 100% world of difference because they was in that house by themselves. But now having that dog in there and taking the dog for a walk not only helped them mentally, but helped them physically because they would go for walks every day with that dog.
Yes. I wonder why they're... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Just go.
Now, I was just wondering why there was just this... I noticed just this, like, upsweep in dogs and cats.
Yeah.
I live in a high-rise, and it's like every time I get on the elevator, there's a dog on the elevator, and I used to resent that.
Yeah.
because I grew up with a dog that I knew nothing about. No, you know, the dog was just in the house using the bathroom all over the place. So I grew to hate dogs. I don't want to be bothered with them. But now I have a different understanding of dogs, and I appreciate that. But what you just said, there's so many people. There's people who, and I see them take their pets to the store, and I wonder why. I was like, why are they letting all these dogs in the store? Because it's like that's their companion. And a lot of these dogs, what do they call those dogs that help the handicapped? Service dogs.
Yeah, service dogs, yes. Absolutely.
Service purpose.
Absolutely.
Service purpose. So thank you all the dogs.
Absolutely.
Lessons. Because I had, you know, I'm stuck on stupid. I had this 1971 experience in my head about all dogs were just horrible because I didn't understand that you had to train a dog. Nobody told me, so I didn't know. I didn't know this. So when you live and you learn. So I'm very grateful for the things that I have learned, especially as it relates to animals, because animals are, as I have been taught here, learning on the Female Solution, Khalid, that there is intercommunication, interspecies communication, as taught by our executive producer, Naima Latif, who has joined us back here. Looking out.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I will soon be a certified interspecies communicator, so I'm so excited.
Really?
I'm taking, and it is amazing. It's really life transforming, and it really helps us as human beings understand that we have been in error, believing that we're the only beings that have intelligence, that communicate, that have feelings. Everybody, every living thing, everything has the same consciousness, has the same ability to think, reason, communicate, have emotions, everything. And we have been blind in believing, oh, we're intelligent, they're just things, or
They're just dogs.
Yeah, they're just dogs. You know, they have instincts. That's how they do things that people, they don't really think. No! I mean, I am learning just so many amazing things. But the main thing is to realize that the communication center is the heart.
And pets respond to that very well.
Yes. So the frequency of communication, the universal language of telepathy, comes through the heart. It's telepathy. Tele over distance, pathic feeling. Sending feelings over a distance. So you learn how to send your feelings and receive the feelings. And, of course, your brain interprets it and translates it into words. But animals send you their feelings so that you understand exactly what they mean, what they want. And when you become in tune, you realize they have the same and even more intelligence than human beings. Because they're talking to each other all the time. We're the only ones that are out of communication. I've used this example before. Let's say you're in a room. And everybody's sitting there, and they're on their phone, and maybe you don't know how to use your text messaging system on your phone. You're just holding your blank phone. But everybody else is texting each other and everything. And so all of a sudden, everybody gets up and leaves. And you're like, what happened? Well, they all been sending messages. Well, let's go to the mall. Okay, well, what time do we go? Let's go now. Okay. And then they all get up and leave. They've been communicating. We have not been, so we don't understand where they're leaving. Animals, plants, everything is communicating, and we're the only ones that don't have our cell phone out. So we don't know what they know because they're talking to each other in the universal language that we have forgotten.
Mm.
And we're thinking because we use verbal language, that's the only language. That's a very limited language.
Very limited.
If you use words, people don't always understand what you mean because people lie.
Right.
With interspecies communication, you can't lie because you're direct feeling. You can't lie.
We got to do a show. Can we do a show on that? We're going to do that. Deborah Smith says, our Saturday host, third Saturday host, traveling with Deborah, says lots of dogs traveling on planes and in hotels. Wow. Khalid, do you have a dog? You mentioned dogs. Do you have one?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Don't need one.
Okay. Absolutely not. Don't need one. Well, I don't have one either, and I don't want one. But if it ever comes around, then I'll get one. But right now, I don't need one. Anyway,
right.
Thank you.
Right.
It is 8:55.
Right.
Khalid has to leave. We're leaving at 9 o'clock. Khalid, you want to give us some words of wisdom in these last few minutes? You have your clients are waiting on you. We don't want to keep you hold, but
absolutely. Well, keeping on target of the discussion today, and all of this that we've been talking about, it's for women to take in, to understand that we see you, we hear you, we love you. And I really want women to hear this from a man, because I think we have let you all down. You know, we've let you down. We've not made you feel supported. We've not let you know that you're heard. We've not let you always know that you are valued. So if you just need to hear from one man today, and let me be that man,
okay.
You are valued. You are valued. You are loved. You are liked.
Thank you.
You know, and you are worthy to be the best version that you need to be.
Mm.
And however you have to get to that place, get to it. Put your running shoes on and run to that place.
Mm.
Because, again, you can't keep being Wonder Woman if you're tired. You can't keep being Wonder Woman if you're drained. You know, and we need you to be Wonder Woman out here in this world, because we can't make it without you. But you got to take care of yourself first, you know, so that you can be there for your children, for your spouses, for your family members, for your friends, for your world, you know. Take care of your mental health as well as your physical health, as well as your financial and spiritual health. And you deserve that good life. Every day, all day.
Wow, that is.
And come
tough.
And see Khalid if you're not in a good place.
How can they contact you, Khalid?
Sure, I'm on all social media platforms, Khalid Scott, and the private practice is www.highachiever.net.
And I want to put that on this www.highachiever.net.
Highachiever with an R at the end, .net. And my number is 312-43-SCOTT.
Always reach me on my website at anyone who's listening within earshot today, you can contact Khalid Scott. Khalid Scott at www.highachiever.net or 312-43-SCOTT. Just be prepared to wait, because he's got a waiting list right about now. Thank you so very, very much, Khalid. We greatly appreciate you and your wisdom this morning, and we look forward to having you back on in another 3 months. What is this, March, April, May, June you'll be back for?
I will be back in June.
Be back for Father's Day, hopefully.
Absolutely. And that's why that'll probably be our next topic.
All right. Thank you so much. And we look forward.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Khalid. We appreciate you.
No problem. All right. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you. We will now. Peace, love, and peace. We are coming to the end of the show. For those who want to stay with us, if you have questions, please press 1 now. Otherwise, you will not be able to ask a question as we begin the...
Get it. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And It is officially 9 a.m. You are now in the after show with the executive producer, Naima Latif.
You know, I'm so glad that Khalid said what he said about women. You know, we talk about stress in women. One of the biggest stressors that women have is feeling unworthy and feeling that they won't receive any love. And that's one of the biggest stresses. I think that's kind of what drives us. And if you look at the way our society has created the impression that you have to earn love by being physically attractive enough and whatever other thing women are supposed to be, whether it's sexy or whatever, it's very stressful believing that if you aren't pleasing enough visually that you'll be treated bad. And that's a hurtful thing.
Yeah.
That hurts your soul. And when we're in relationships, the fear that if someone else is either better looking or has something we don't have, whether it's more status or skills, and we're in a relationship, our mate, our partner, our spouse can be drawn away from us and we'll lose love. So we learn to fear other women because we fear they can take away love from us. And that whole culture of fear, it's very stressful. And we haven't understood that the root of it is our lack of understanding of what love is. Love is conversation that should be ever lost or something that you have to earn. It's your right because you exist, because you're a part of the creative energy of the universe we call God. You're an expression of God. You deserve unconditional love because you exist. And whatever mistakes you're making during your learning experience, you should never have to experience pain. You should be able to experience guidance. And this is why we talk about even the way we raise our children. I was listening to a conversation on WBON yesterday about spanking. And most people still don't understand that hitting a child is the most emotionally damaging thing you can do.
Mm.
You're hurting their soul.
Mm.
Mm. And the scars do not heal.
They sure don't.
This is why people come into relationships later in life unable to trust, because they believe the person who loves them is going to cause them pain.
Yep.
That's what you set in motion when you do that.
Yep.
If a child does something you don't like or something you've asked them not to do or something you believe they should have known not to do, that means they need more teaching as to why that's harmful. So you got to start out teaching empathy. And this is what I'm learning even with interspecies communication. The first energy that you need to encompass in yourself is empathy for the other person and respect for who they are. If you are seeing something as a thing or stupid or less valuable, then you don't realize they have feelings just like you do. And you need to respect their feelings. If you start out with that energy, then that being will be open to you. Just like what we hear earlier about men, if they don't feel safe communicating with you, they won't open up. It's the same thing with every species. If they don't feel safe, if they don't feel respected, if they don't feel that you see them as an entity equal to yourself, having the right to have their feelings, they won't trust you. So you've got to first project, I see you. I respect who you are. Your feelings matter. When you have that, then you open the channels of communication. So it's the same with everything. So if a child has something that they've done, and you just, in your ego and your, you know, belief, I'm going to show you who's boss, thinking, you don't you don't think to think, well, let me empathize what they're going through. How are they feeling? What was the reason behind whatever they did? Whether they, maybe they, you know, they took the, you know, took your purse and dumped out all the contents of it all over the floor or something. You know, and you're thinking, oh, they're just being bad. They messed up the house. And you don't know what it could have been, what they were thinking. Now, if they're 2 years old and they don't have the verbal skills to explain their thought process, and your assumption is that they're being disobedient, they're defying me, they're disrespecting me, so you start slapping their hand or slapping their bottom, you just think.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they were thinking, because you don't have the tools to communicate with them. Because you lost the universal language of intraspecies communication, where you're communicating heart to heart. So you don't know what they thought. You're projecting your belief of disrespect and disobedience at them, because maybe somewhere in your life someone disrespected you. So you're projecting that onto the child, who maybe in their 2-year-old mind or 18-month-old mind, where they can't verbalize their thoughts, but they're thinking, I always see my mother digging in the purse. I wonder what's in here. I just been an innocent thought. You know, but you don't know what it was, and you projected something sinister, and then you caused them pain. Well, if you don't have the skill to communicate with your 18-month-old baby or your 2-year-old, that toddler that doesn't have the verbal skills yet to express their thoughts, you have no business causing them pain because of your assumption of why they did what they did. Because they don't have sinister thoughts like that. They don't.
Yeah.
A toddler doesn't have the thought, I'm going to disrespect you.
Right.
So we start out damaging our children in our ignorance. And we need to learn that a toddler who cannot yet verbalize their thoughts is never bad. Never. They're not disobedient. They're not defiant. They have thoughts. They have curiosity. They have, you know, they may not understand, or they may want to try something. And it may be something that you've asked them not to try. You don't know if they understood. Oh, yeah, you know what I meant. You don't know that. You really don't. You're so. Until they learn the verbal skills to communicate, you don't know. And then let's say they're 3 years old and they do something. Let's say I told you to sit down and be quiet. And they get up and they start running and just, you know, throwing a ball. He said, oh, I told you to sit down and be quiet. And they get up and run around and take the ball anyway. Oh, they're defying me. I'm going to give them a spanking. I'll show them. And you smack them. And then you sit down and they're crying and everything. They sit there out of, you know, pain of the punishment. But did you stop to ask them, why are you doing that? Because they had a reason. They have intelligence. They have thoughts. Their reasoning is not the same as yours, but it definitely isn't, I'm going to ignore you and defy you because I don't respect your authority. That is not the 3-year-old's thought. That's Amen. Your thought you're projecting onto them because of your own low self-esteem, maybe experiences with someone else who made you feel disrespected. But this child, this 3-year-old, they're not disrespecting you. And it's hard to get parents to comprehend that they are following, what was that you said earlier, peer pressure from dead people?
Yes.
They're following old belief systems that we should have grown out of, we should have realized are incorrect, and we should not be still using the same crush the spirit of the child parenting tactics that were used on us during times that no longer exist, which, you know, slavery times. You know, you had to crush your child's spirit so they wouldn't appear defiant because you didn't want them to get beat to death. Well, that doesn't exist anymore. And even slavery, those were the only times people got beat. Europeans beat their children as a cultural practice, and let's not believe Africans didn't beat their children. So it's a global thing. It's not just, we can't blame slavery for everything, for every bad behavior, because whatever was done during that time was something human beings were doing to each other all the time. We got to recognize that. We've all been traumatized. people who came here were traumatized. That's the reason why there were so many of them coming. They've been crammed up in jails and everything else. So what kind of system was over there? People getting public flogging. That was a way of life in Europe.
Yeah.
So everybody's been traumatized by being treated cruelly. This is a time for us to develop compassion and understanding so we can stop treating each other that way. So you look at how girls' children are raised. It's not the feeling that you must use your body for your survival. It's always the fear that you could be brutalized. So we as women, we got to stop yielding to the peer pressure of dead people and thinking that we have to raise our daughters the way we were raised.
No, we don't have to.
We don't have to. Everybody deserves respect. I'm so grateful to be studying this interspecies communication course and learning these things with wonderful teachers. Maybe we'll have her get on the show one day or something, but certainly she's from another country, but that's okay. She can, you know, she got a little accent, but that's okay.
We like accents.
But one of the things that is so critical is for us to develop empathy, because we truly are all connected. And when you can feel what another person feels, you will never harm another soul, because you don't want to cause pain to anybody. Now, what happens when we transition? These bodies give us the impression of we're separate. You know, I have my life, you have your life. I have my thoughts, you have your thoughts. And so we don't empathize. We don't feel what it feels like to be another person. One of the things interspecies communication teaches you is how to literally get inside the body of another being.
Ooh.
And feel what they feel.
Ooh. Wow.
So this is how a lot of interspecies communicators, they can find lost pets. They'll send the feeling to the pet. Show me where you are. What are you feeling right now? And they can actually enter the body. It's just like a spirit is entering the body of that person. They're sharing their spirit with you. Really, it's a really deep thing. But then you can see through their eyes, see what they're seeing, maybe figure out where they are. Same thing with an animal that's going through pain, and you're just kind of taking them to the vet. Well, an interspecies communicator can feel what their body feels like, feel what their pain feels, and that can actually help a vet who doesn't have those skills to know where the problem is. So
wow.
This is a deep science. And what I learned is that this is something that you can do with human beings as well. We just haven't done it.
Wow.
Then you transition out of this body. That's when you can merge with other spirits. That's when you actually feel what other people feel.
Mm.
And then you go through, and everybody, when you transition, you go through a life review. And you see what you did, and you actually do a merge with all of the people who you encountered, and you feel how you made them feel whenever you did or said what you did or said. You feel what they experienced.
Ooh. Ooh.
So that is such an enlightening experience, because you feel when you hurt someone's feelings, you feel when you brought them joy, and what ends up happening is that you wish you had done more things to bring joy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the transition experience is like. That's why there's no hell from a punishing God, and I know all my religious people wish there was, because you're mad at people who hurt you.
So.
But there's no hell. But if you have hurt people, you suffer because you feel what you made them feel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not God who's looking down and wanting to cast you into a lake of fire that makes you feel pain. It's yourself, because you are experiencing what you do from the point of view of those who were affected. So once you go through that life and you feel what you feel, you also understand the mistakes you made, the maybe misperceptions that you had about things and about others.
Excuse me.
And so this is how you grow in your understanding. The whole point is to grow in understanding. It's not, you know, like, yes, the right religion, so I can end up love, because what you really want to do is love. And when you learn how to love, that's when you evolve to that higher level as a being. But all beings have the capacity to empathize with other beings.
Mm.
So that when you can do this, you're not going to carelessly take a life.
Mm.
You're not going to carelessly cause pain.
When you're in touch.
Yes. You know, I was so distressed this morning. I was here to take a shower. And there was a centipede in the bathtub. And what I usually do if there's something crawling or whatever, I scoop it up and gently take it outside. Well, in the process of trying to scoop it up, and I'm projecting to it, okay, I'm gonna take you outside. But I accidentally crushed it. God, I felt so distraught, and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Because I understand it's now in spirit, because they transition in spirit. Well, and I just projected to this centipede, I'm so sorry, I did not mean to take your life, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad, you know, and then I had to say, okay, the centipede, they understood it was a mistake.
Right.
I felt bad still, though. But that's the level of sensitivity that you have once you get to this point where you can feel and communicate with all living beings. You don't want to hurt anything.
No. But it takes a while to get there. That's consciousness on another level, and the average person is not there.
But it's possible.
But it's possible, and we can get there.
Yes. And when we get there, just imagine how the world will change.
Mm.
It will change the way you do everything.
Well, Baba Kwame Sunhur says, you are the one you've been waiting for. You've been waiting on somebody to rescue you. You got all the answers. You just can't get quiet long enough to hear it. Because you got all these apparatuses to keep you distracted.
Yeah.
They're all distractions. They're all distractions. The TV, all the news, they're all distractions. You have to pick and choose what you want to invest your energy in.
Right.
I love the question Deborah asked. She says, is sign language a universal language? Language is language.
Language is language, but actually, when I also learned American Sign Language, but it's American Sign Language based on the English language. So every language has to have its own, you know, language in terms of that.
Right.
And there, because sign language is something based on, you know, words in the English language, is why it's called American Sign Language. It's not universal, but it can be learned by people who are not. Where they show hearing impaired. You know, I saw the most beautiful thing. I went to the funeral of a lady at my mother's church, and it was her daughter's funeral. Her daughter was deaf, and so she had a whole community of, you know, people who were hearing impaired, you know, people who were deaf. But they all used sign language. So there was this hymn that was playing, and you know, and we were all singing it, but the section where her friends were who were deaf, they were singing it with their hands and with sign language, and it was so beautiful. It was like a dance. It was like, and it was all in unison. So I'm like, oh my God, it's like a dance. It's so beautiful. But they were singing, and I thought, oh my God, that is beautiful. So yes, language, anything that's understood is communication. And we learned that everything has a language. Everything. Sometimes we communicate through scent. Now, we communicate, we give off a scent as females. It's so imperceptible to the conscious mind. But when you're going through puberty, you're giving off a scent, and that's why, you know, people are chasing you at 14, because you're giving off a strong feminine scent that men pick up and are attracted to.
Mm.
I am fertile. We're not conscious of it as human beings, but other animals are conscious of the scent that a woman is getting off when she's fertile. So because we're so unconscious of our other senses, we are just not understanding a lot of our own behavior. But, you know, plants also communicate, and they have a language, and we even... Like when we were in Florida, we kind of were beginning to really become attuned to the communication from the plants around us. And so when you learn that every
everything is alive and can communicate, you look at the world so differently. So differently. And even this whole thing of love relationships. Love is a universal expression from the heart. So when you love someone, real love is eternal. It never leaves. If you love someone, it doesn't matter if their physical body changes or their mental capacity changes. You love them because it is a spiritual energy. And so when we are in a cultural norm that says you receive love only if your physical body is attractive, that's not love. That's me wanting you to boost my ego with the idea that I possess you and you're something someone else wants. That's totally different. And we've all seen couples, maybe they get old, maybe one loses their sight, maybe one loses a limb, and they still just love each other because it didn't have anything to do with the physical body. It was the soul.
Yep.
Two souls attracted to each other. That's what love is. And love never leaves. Love never dies. So if we could have that kind of a love relationship where, as the brother was saying, you feel safe because you know this person loves you, cares for you, is not going to harm you, then we would be so less stressed. We as women are always afraid we're going to lose what we believe is love. Someone else's kindness toward us, someone else's affection toward us, someone else providing for us. We're always afraid we're going to lose love because what we think of love isn't love. Love is something you can't lose. If someone loves you, they love you. And there's not, you don't have to be perfect in order to earn the love because love is, accepts you for who and what you are, imperfections and everything. I love you because you exist, not because you look good or you got a lot of money or you bought me things. I love the being that you are because you're the expression of God that I love, and I will always love you, and you don't have to do anything to earn it. That's real love, and that's what we need if we had that. Just imagine the absence of stress that we would have in our lives. When you know you can make a mistake and you're not going to be put out your house or called a bad name or humiliated in public, all these things that we do to people, we do to our children, these are not loving things. So the way we raise our children, we're raising them to fear losing love. We raise them to fear being hurt. We raise them to believe that anything they do wrong or any imperfection they have could cause them to be made to feel bad, because that's what we did to them when they were children. That's what has to stop. And when we develop empathy, we will never treat a child that way. We will feel what they feel. We'll have more understanding, and we'll raise them differently. So maybe that five-year-old who ran out in the street after you told them not to run out in the street, well, they have enough verbal communication skills that you can ask them, why did you run out in the street after I asked you not to? Oh, I thought I saw a kitten run under the car and I wanted to go and rescue it. Might have been something like that. They might have been trying to do a good deed and they forgot that you said, well, you could get hit by a car. But in your adult ego, you defied me. You ran out there and you could have gotten hit. Hey. Well, see, I beat them because I love them, because I want them to know that they... No! You just beat them into fearing that they're going to lose love if they make a mistake, and you didn't respect their feelings, you didn't respect their thoughts, you didn't respect their intentions, you didn't respect them. That's not love, but we think it is, because that's how the dead people that we're imitating treated their children.
Yep.
So we're still carrying on traditions that need to end because we need to learn better. And when we learn better, we do better. So I would say to anybody, if you're raising young children, talk to them. Stop hitting them. If they're old enough to explain in however much language they have, strive to understand and listen and respect their feelings. And I'll bet you not one single person is going to say, well, I just wanted to show you that you don't run me. I'm the boss, and I don't respect you. I bet not a lies that you're telling yourself, that's why you're sick. So if we can stop believing those negative things about the intentions of our children and stop causing them pain, that's the first step. And we can do that. We just have to realize that what we've been taught is wrong. And it doesn't work. It doesn't create obedience. It creates fear. Fear is a low frequency. Fear is a low energy, and you can't communicate on a higher level if you're in fear. So even this inner speaking communication, you got to be able to get quiet like you always have to do on Monday. You have to be able to get quiet and breathe and relax your mind so that you can receive. Because if you've got all these negative thoughts in your mind, that's something you're projecting. Nobody wants throwing that at them. So if you want to be able to receive communication from other beings, you have to release all the negativity that's in your mind. Clear your heart and be able to receive. And that's one of the first things that we learn. And it's a beautiful thing. It really elevates your consciousness to such a higher level. And it makes you see the world differently. And it makes you respect everyone. So if you have a child that they don't have the skill to be able to tell you, they have not learned speech enough to be able to explain to you what they're doing, never hit them because you're projecting onto them that they're doing wrong. If they're not old enough to be able to explain their thoughts, they're not old enough to understand why you're hitting them. Even if you think they are, they're not. All they know is that you caused them pain and you're the one who's supposed to love them. So you taught them to love first. That means you taught them not to trust. So when we can reverse that misteaching, then we can change a lot of things in this world. And for all of us who were raised this way, spankings, beatings, and we think that we're okay, we're not okay. That's why we have conflicts in our relationships. First thing you got to do is forgive your parents because they really didn't know. What was that Jesus said? The folks, the famous, what everyone says. Forgive them, Father, for they know not
what they do.
Forgive your parents for causing you pain because they did the best they knew how. They thought it was the right thing. But now that you know better, you must do that. For us to get to that point where we can communicate with all life like many of our ancestors used to do, we got to let go of that arrogance, that belief that we know what other people are thinking or we know what they need or we know more than they know. We got to get rid of that and give respect to all life. Give respect to all life.
Including the centipede. Oh, it's 9:28. Time is almost up, and I do believe we have a call. Caller, you will have 30 seconds because we're about to go off the air. 312-671, you're live on the Female Solution. What's your name, where you calling from, and what's your comment?
We are Yashalom. Assalamu alaikum. Grand Rising. I'm Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump. And
hey.
I just thank you, Sister Zelda. I want you to call me on this number here. Naima, I need also Sister Maika's number. And for more information on what we're doing, go to the Harold Washington Foundation.net.
Okay.
In Zellas, we got the 100-year centennial.
Wait a minute. Oh, you are way off track, Minister Plum. You didn't even comment on what we're talking about. You're just calling promote. You got anything to say about what we're talking about today?
Oh yes. You know, you just said I had 30 seconds. So, you know, that kind of, sometimes, you know, when you get in a rush, you get kind of distracted, you know. But, you know, the most unique thing is I love about the Female Solution is telling it like it is. I remember one of my mentors, and that's Oscar Brown Jr. You know, he was into the media and the movies and into the culture arts. And he was always Mr. Tell It Like It Is. I think Naima might remember him too. He has a daughter, and one of his sons got killed, yeah, in an accident. Peggy Brown, you know. So, you know, that's my comment. However, you know, I wanted y'all to know we got a 100-year centennial, a 100-year anniversary honoring the Honorable Mayor Harold Washington for April 15, 2022.
Yes.
And so,
have honored him with the Higher Learning Network Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and we're giving away a $500 scholarship for the winner. Yes, and that's going to be taking place not this Saturday, but next Saturday on right here on, not on the Female Solution, but on the Higher Learning Network TV show. And depending on what we may or may not get that in on the Female Solution. We'll see what happens. But anyway, Saturday, March 26th, 2 weeks from March 26th. How about that? 12 noon to 1 p.m.
Yeah.
So thank you so very much for that reminder. All the updates will always be on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Tomorrow you can tune in with Jody Toussaint, Self-Cell Care. And what will you be discussing on Wednesday, Naima?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked because I definitely didn't want to get that. We are launching Joy to the World. Mama Joy Segura will be joining us again on the Female Solution.
Yay!
And it's going to be reminding us of the importance of returning to the divine feminine. We as women have got to take our rightful place. We have to remove all of the barriers to our growth, our respect, our development, and we must honor ourselves so that the world remembers to honor us. So she's such a wonderful teacher, a spiritual leader and guide and a wise elder, even though she's, you know, very youthful looking, but, you know, this is a sister with some wisdom. So she's going to come, and our show is entitled Joy to the World. She's here every third Wednesday of the month, so you got to tune in, and she joins me and our co-host, Shereen Hameen, and really gives that message about the power of the divine feminine. And that's who we are. We are expressions of divinity. And once we know it and we teach it to our children, then they will begin to honor those to whom life comes and the world will be transformed. So look for it on Wednesday.
And on Thursday?
Of course, we got Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie, always giving us the insight on how to heal our hurts so that we can be the joyful people we were meant to be. But certainly, we've got to look within and see where we're still holding on to grief and pain, and we can let it go. So she helps us in that process, you know, always my personal therapist.
Okay.
And on Friday, we've got Health and Well-Being with Yada. She does an amazing job of reminding us how this wonderful machine, the bodies we live in, are made to self-heal. If we do the right thing to these bodies and get rid of those artificial things that are part of a system of money-making to keep us sick.
Products, because it's not food. If it's wrapped in a package, it is not a food. If it doesn't come from a seed or the ground, it's not a food.
Absolutely. So she... job of helping us return to health and well-being. And then we've got Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And we're moving around the world with Deborah this Saturday, going to bring on the AWPL commemoration of a global peace conference and the introduction of the DCPW, which is the Declaration of Peace, Cessation of War. And Deborah will be joining our HWPL family and helping us to realize that what happens to anybody affects all of us. So we need to make world peace a reality, and we can do that because we are all connected, and we can talk to each other rather than fight each other. So we're going to look for that commemoration, a wonderful program, and our structure of why we're all here on Earth at this time.
And limited by the experiences of others. We are responsible for the experiences that we have, and we can choose to be with them or we can choose to be without them. And we can also choose to be not blinded anymore by what's being put in front of our face. So before we go, I want to share with you a video about how they're robbing you blind, and there's something that you can do about it as it relates to your money. So be check out this video before you go.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earnings exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And that is information that will serve you well, because if you shop on Amazon or Etsy or any of the other ones, you probably are not benefit from it directly. And that's what I love about this QuickClick platform, is that when you order something, the person who signed me up makes benefits from it. And when you sign people up, when they order something, you benefit from it. So I've only ordered a couple of things, because I'm only ordering what I need. I'm not shopping just to be shopping. This is the hot cocoa dark chocolate vanilla bean. This is a very special hot cocoa that I bought, and it was so much of it, I had no idea. It only takes 2 tablespoons of cocoa mix for 1 cup of water. And it's, as you can see, it's thick, and it's a lot of it. And there were like 6 of these, and I'm like, we can't drink all this cocoa and it's full. And the thought came to me, let's take it to the homeless. So that's what they're getting grade 1 hot chocolate. They love it. It's like, when you coming back? I'll be back every week. So
yeah,
this is one of the.
Do you have hot water with? Are you able to?
Yeah, I bought the cups, you know, separate from the dollar store, and I put it in a big thermos, the hot chocolate in a thermos, and then when I go out there, I just, you know, put my gloves on and give them, and they so appreciate it. It warms the heart. It does the heart, and for them, it does the body good, like sleeping out there in that cold last night. And last but not least, I told you I only ordered 2 things. This is my noni juice. Remember I told you when I broke something?
Yeah.
The doctor told me it healed twice as fast. The doctor told me 6 to 8 weeks, and I was healed in 4 weeks. And this is good for your immune system. Noni juice. You know, back in the day, it used to be distributors of Noni juice. Well, this is where they're getting it now. So, and just remember, every time you order something, whoever's above you gets paid a commission. And when you get your own link, and my link is on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, scroll down, you'll see that information. If you got any questions, just email us, info@higherlearningnetwork.org, and we'll share that information with you. And it's available to you. People are talking about they're broke. Well, now you have a chance to get together with your community and order something and do something good for the homeless and other people in your community. Have compassion to help others. Stop thinking about yourself. You got issues. We all got issues. Nobody, you're not going to get out of here alive without them. And put that energy on somebody else, and you'll be surprised at when you have the attitude of gratitude, what will come your way. So I said all that to say this. Thank you so very much for starting your day with Monday morning mindfulness with myself and executive producer of the Female Solution, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning right here on the Female Solution. And I would love to play a promo for the ladies, the Female Solution. Would you like to see that before we go?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Then I will definitely play it for you as I pull it in right about now. And here we go. And you can always check it out. It's on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show Channel. And we're off. Oops, did I stop it? Sorry.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
That's all, folks. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Self-Care with Jody Susan. Until then, stay on purpose, stay in power. And be sure and check out onaireverywhere.com. And thanks for watching. Oh, please share this video. And please comment, too. We'd love to hear your thoughts. YouTube.com, HLNTV1. Oops, HLNTV Show. Bye-bye now. Mwah. Shalom. All right. Good to go.
Great. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We need to do, I'm serious, the seeing that I don't have a guest. Oh, let me hang that up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
End episode online call.